This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, November 29th. God's word to you today is prophecy personified. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 9, verse 6 from the King James Version, and it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Is the Lordship of Jesus fact or fiction? Is Jesus just an imaginary friend, or is he as real as he has proclaimed to be? Is Jesus just a figment of our imagination? Is he just a plot of disillusioned disciples that just wanted to carry on with the message? Or is he real? Is he alive? Is he all he says he is? And is he God? As we open the scriptures and look into the word, I pray that God will give us light and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Some Bible scholars suggest that there are over 300 specific prophecies about Jesus that came to life when he walked the earth alive. No one that is spiritual or secular, Christian or atheist, or from any background will argue that the existence of Yeshua, Jesus, is a historical fact. The existence of Yeshua, the existence of Jesus, is a historical fact. Even people that are just pure historians will tell you that there was once someone named Jesus of Nazareth that existed from this time to this time. The fact that a man named Jesus lived on earth is not debatable, and it is not very hard to prove. There is no doubt that Jesus existed. There is also no doubt in the mind of the average Jew that a Messiah was coming, or that a Messiah would come. Jesus existed, no doubt. A Messiah would come, no doubt. The question is Jesus the Messiah? If you visit the nation of Israel today, the Jewish people are still expecting the first coming of the Messiah because they know that a Messiah is coming. But some of them missed the Messiah that came. An average Jew will tell you that the mission and the message of the Messiah is not just to the nation of Israel alone, but to the whole world. So whether Jesus came is indisputable. Whether the Jews are expecting Messiah is indisputable also. The question is Jesus Christ of Nazareth the Messiah? He proclaimed himself to be, and his disciples made it clear that he was. Acts 2 verse 36 says, "So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah." Messiah means Savior, Deliverer. This was Peter speaking after the Pentecost and making a bold claim that God had made this Jesus both Lord and Messiah. Over the next few days, we're going to be looking at the prophetic utterances that have been recorded for hundreds and thousands of years before Jesus was born. Every single one of these prophecies were fulfilled by one man, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, let the eyes of my heart be flooded with light from your word, and give me understanding as I experience Jesus anew. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.